The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to today's action in Ireland, and it's something a little bit different on Thursday afternoon. We're racing on the beach at Laytown, and Andy Holding is joining me now to look ahead to the action. How are you, Andy?
Good, Mark. Yeah, I'm good, mate. Yes.
Good. It's always a great spectacle, isn't it, racing on the beach at Laytown?
Yeah, so like all weather racing with a twist, isn't it?
Yeah.
Once a year, when the tide goes out, this allows horses to run up and down the beach. It's a novelty event, but, a lot of the Irish trainers do take this quite seriously. It's a big thing to have a winner at Laytown. So, albeit it is a little bit gimmicky, no quarter will be asked or given out there today. And interestingly as well, we only get to run over the two distances as well. So a lot of horses have been running over like mile, quarter, mile and half, are stepping back down to 6 and 7 furlongs.
Yeah.
So trying to find winners is not as easy as it seems.
No, it can be a bit tricky at times. What do you look for when you're looking for winners at Laytown as well? Do you look for horses that are particularly good on the all weather? Obviously, course form comes into it if they've won here before. And how do you approach it, Andy?
The same as I do in most meetings, really. If they have shown a propensity to run on the beach here at Laytown, then quite clearly I'm looking towards those to perform well again. You're looking down the all-weather route as well. Horses that run well at Dundalk should, in theory, run well here, but it doesn't always work out. I often find horses as well with good tactical speed are the ones to keep an eye on as well. Horses that race relatively prominently, but even if they don't, they've got the cruising speed to live up with what's usually a very fast pace throughout the early part of the races here at Laytown, because a lot of jockeys are jostling for their early position. They're looking to get a good start as well. Don't forget, it's a rolling start here at Laytown, no stalls, of course. So you want experienced jockeys as well who are going to get into a good position around that inside, because it is a slight turn from the start down to the finish, a left-handed sort of like arc, as it were. So yeah, you need a combination of a lot of factors here to find winners at Laytown.
Okay, and am I right in thinking that the run off the turf marks here at Laytown?
That's right, yeah.
So you could find a horse that's pretty good on the all weather with a much lower turf mark, and that could come into it, couldn't it?
That's right, yeah. So yeah, it's not. Yeah, you look at a meeting like this today, you think, oh yeah, just follow the informed horses, but it's not always the case. There's horses that will improve from completely nowhere today, and a lot of these are horses having their first run on the beach as well. So a lot of that, tricky factors to overcome.
Yep, and that's the case in the first race. The first is the 2.35, and this is a handicap over 6 furlongs for 4-year-olds and older, rated 50 to 70. None of these have raced on the beach before, and seems to head to the betting at 7-2. 5-1 for Dunard Prince and Scatty Cat. 11-2 for Above the Law. City of Culture is 6-1. 15-2 for Decision by One. Connaught Council 10s, 14s for Elusive in Paris and Ask Dad and Shabra Emperor. We'll start with Seamster here, Andy, because he gets to run off his turf mark, which is lower than his all-weather form, all-weather mark, and he's pretty good on the all-weather. Again, there's a question mark that he's never been to Laytown before. And I just want to mention Ask Dad at big price as well. Damien Joseph English won this last year with Enigma Code, and Ian McCarthy was on board, so they know what they do to win at Laytown. So what are your thoughts in the 2.35?
Yeah, it's a really good start to proceedings here at Laytown. It's going to be fast and furious down the straight 6 furlongs. And Seamster just adds a little bit of spice into this race. Obviously being trained over here by Richard Ford. I think it's a good initiative as well by an English trainer to take the ball by the horns and have a go at a race in Laytown. It's not really well supported by the English trainers, but at least the 7-year-old's having a go, and he's got a good chance as well. I mean, he's a horse that races prominently. He usually likes to make all or dominate in his races, and that tactic has been fit over the years down in Laytown. He has got Above the Law also in the race, just to kind of keep him honest at the head of affairs. Andrew Oliver's 5-year-old also likes to make the running, so that's the problem. If you're back in Seamster, you could do almost without Above the Law in the race. It might well be that they set it up for something that just tracks the speed, so you've got to bear in mind horses like Dunard Prince and Scatty Cat as well is also an interesting runner for a trainer that's very much upwardly mobile, John Feen, of course, who This new yard has produced many winners on the all-weather at Dundalk, including Prince Connors earlier the day, so keep an eye on him. But Dunard Prince is the one I'd probably concentrate on here most. He's a fairly consistent performer. And although he got beat the other day, the Courier was in a very strongly run handicap. One of the fastest times on that particular card, won by Doc Holliday. Several in that race have run quite well subsequently. And I just don't think he probably got the 7 furlong trip. I know he's won over 7 before at Dundalk, but I genuinely feel as though he's better over 6. He's going to get a strongly run race, which is what he wants, to bring his stamina into play. And his 2 runs previously to that over today's distance at Nace and the Curra also come out quite well in the figures. He's got Pat Smullen on board. So he's got quite a bit of positivity going into his chances here today. So Dunard Prince each way at 5-1 in the first. Hopefully we'll get the ball rolling.
Okay, Dunard Prince each way then. In the opener, the 3-5 is the second race on the card, and this is a handicap for 4-year-olds, rated 47-65, and it's over the 6-furlong trip. Blistering Dancer is the market leader this morning, arrives here in winning form after scoring at Sligo last time. 11-4 is the price for Blistering Dancer. Big Bad Lily is 3-1, 13-2 for Mr. Bounty, Bought for a Song is 7s, Enigma Code, the only course and distance winner in the lineup, is also 7-1, £13 I believe lower than winning the first race on this card last year. Merry Mast is 10s, and then 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. Another interesting race, Andy. What are your thoughts in the 3-5?
Yeah, another really difficult one. I haven't got a strong view in this particular race. I think pretty much anything can happen because we've got pretty much most of the field making their debuts here on the sand at Lake Town. One that hasn't, of course, is the horse you mentioned, Enigma Code, who's much lower than last year's victory for Marker 67, has pretty much been in the doldrums ever since. So it could well be that the sea air up this horse's nostrils does bring about a little bit of improvement, and if so, it could be quite dangerous. So want to perhaps consider it a bigger price, but I'll probably have to go down the solid route here and go with Big Bad Lily. She's been a real model of consistency, largely speaking, throughout the course of the season for Ken Condon, and although she unseated rider after propping out of the stalls last time out, her two previous efforts at Nace and the Curra respectively both come out really well in the figures. In fact, her best figure of the season was when she won at the Curra back in mid-season in the height of summer, when she recorded a very quick time that day off the back of a strongly run race. And that's what she does want. She'll probably get ridden chilly out the back by Shane Folan, and he'll hope to bring her through later on. Sometimes those tactics don't work out, but hopefully they will today. So Big Bad Lily, likely to come through strong late and fast at the end, is the selection in the 3-5.
Okay, Big Bad Lily then, the selection in the 3-5. The 3-40 is next on the card, and we're into maiden company for this one, which is a maiden over 7 furlongs, and the betting is headed by Alpha Heedy, who's 7-4, 3-1 for Cardin, Acting Talent is 5s, 11-2 for Our Max, 12-1 for Small and Smart, and then 16-1 barring those. Who'd you like for the 3-40 then, Andy?
Yeah, this is again another one I'm not particularly keen on. I just don't like the shape of it, really. So many horses have been running over distances beyond 7 furlongs, so you are almost taking an educated guess to a degree. Alpha Heeding, of course, he would be one of them. He's been running over a mile and further than a mile. He's only raced over this distance. He finished 5th of 11 behind Surreal on the all-weather last season. So at least we know he's gone on Dundalk over 7 furlongs. So there should in theory be plenty to stay positive with this filly. So I think Alpha Heedy on balance is probably a worthy favourite. I don't particularly like Cardi in here. I think this horse has gone backwards in his career. He was once a decent 126 rated hurdler, and in fact he actually ran off that perch the other day in a conditions race down at Cork, which he failed to cut much ice yet again. He's just on the downward spiral. You've got R Max, who's been running over a mile and a quarter. Acting Talent, I mean, he's only rated 60, but at least she comes in here in reasonable order and is likely to run her race. So you've only really got 4 contenders to consider. I probably will go with Alpha Heeda here, even though she hasn't won a race. Her 3rd behind Tahaf and Longfield Lad probably reads the best current form and figures. And in a race which there is so many cracks and holes in a lot of these, she's probably just got more convincing positives against her name than most.
Okay, on to the 4-10 next race, 4 on the card, and this is a claiming race over 7 furlongs, and Sister Slough is the 9-4 favourite this morning. Gold Falcon and Snoqualmie Chief are both 9-2, 13-2 for Stoichkov, Curl Cat and Like Magic both 7s, 12s for Valley Queen and Golden Heights, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. I thought this was quite tricky, Andy, so what are your thoughts in the 4-10?
Yeah, so did I. Two that stand out for me here are Sister Slough and Like Magic. I'll deal with Sister Slough, the favourite, first. She's been a little bit disappointing for Connections since joining John Murphy, it has to be said, although there has been a glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel on one or two performances. And the last four runs on the flat haven't actually been that bad. Fifth behind Strait of Zanzibar, Belliestown, when she was a big eye catcher on that occasion. Give her a big chance in this particular contest this afternoon. And even though she got beat last time at Galway, she did actually make the running down to the 7 furlong marker and set that race up as well. They were in a real good gallop that day. It was a race that Hassanor won, of course, who went on to finish third in the Cambridgeshire. And, of course, back in second was Shretor, who actually took the Irish Cambridgeshire on Sunday for Gavin Cromwell's yard. So the form as it stands and the speed figure that Sister Slough achieved in that race is actually head and shoulders above anything that the rest of the field have managed to attain recently. Her all-weather form at Dundalk reads 4.55 in maiden races. So, you know, she hasn't got bad all-weather form either. She's likely to tow this field along at a good gallop. She's been, you know, given the services of Joseph O'Brien as well to do the duty in the saddle. So I do think she's a worthy favourite and probably would just be the selection. And the other one I mentioned is Light Magic as well. Although Patrick Martin's 8-year-old, he's getting on a bit and doesn't win very often. He does seem to save some of his best form for the beach here at Leytown. He was second in this race last year off a mark of 65. And he was also fourth in this version of the event in 2010. So clearly this horse, even though he's in the doldrums or doesn't run, hasn't been seemingly running that well, it's been pretty much like been like that for the last 3 or 4 years. And yet when he's come here, he's managed to shine. So Light Magic each way would be an alternative to my main selection, Sister Slough.
Okay, a couple then to concentrate on in the 4.10. On to the 4.45 next, which is the penultimate race this afternoon. And this is a handicap over 7 furlongs, and Landau heads the betting at 4-1. It's then a couple of course and distance winners in the shape of Six Silver Lane, at 9-2. And he's got Rhythm, who's 5-1. 11-2 for My Son Max. Corbis is 15-2 with Victor's Beach. And it's 9-1 or bigger prices the rest. Interesting to see Landau at the top of the betting, Andy, because the drop to 7 furlongs does pose a bit of a question. What do you make of the favourite?
I actually quite like Landau here, funny enough. He's one of these horses I talked about at the top of the programme, that he's a real strong traveller, and I think if any horse was tailor-made for a strongly run 7 furlongs, it could well be him. I know he has been running over a mile and a quarter, mile and a half, and been catching the eye, but I think he's going to have enough speed to cope with this lot. I certainly think he's definitely got a chance. Of course, he comes here via a good win at Downpatrick the other day when he showed a good turn of foot in the latter stage, and that is very much what this horse has got. And Nina Carberry's been booked as well. Favourable mentions can be thrown in the direction of quite a few. However, Six Silver Lane, of course, he's been victorious here at this track as well before for Old Connections, and he comes from the John Fern stable as well that have obviously been going really well. Third behind Miller Beach, and his run at the Galway Festival suggests he's in fantastic form. And the old stalwart himself, He's Got Rhythm, looks the ideal each-way bet for this race for me, and that would be He's Got Rhythm. I'm going to put him up each way at 5-1. He's run really well at this track before. One of his earlier career victories came here in 2010, and he's been placed in this race before. He was a bit disappointing for me the other day down in Roscommon when I quite fancied him at a big price, and you know, although he didn't run too badly to finish sixth behind Kane's Pass, he never really threatened that day. I just didn't think he was on song. His best run of the season was when he was fourth behind Hathor and Shretor in that very good race the time before. So I think He's Got Rhythm each way, despite Landau's claims, is the way I'd go in that 4.45.
OK, He's Got Rhythm each way then there. And the final race this afternoon is the 5.15, and we finish with a race over 7 furlongs for 4-year-olds and older that at entry have run at least 3 times under any rules of racing or national hunt rules, and have not won a race that's been worth more than €10,000. USA heads the betting at 11-4, and did win this race last year. High Net Worth is 3-1, 7-2 for Smoker. Moonbee Creek, last year's runner-up, is 5-1, 6-1 for He's Our Man. Togoville is 9s and 16s for Tribal Path. So last year's first and second renew rivalries in this race. Andy, do you see either of those coming home in front again?
I certainly think USA's got a major chance of claiming this race for the second year running. He clearly likes an all-weather surface. He clearly likes here later, and the year before he was runner-up in this race behind Dream Applause, and he went one place better last year when Nina Carberry was booked, and he got the better of Moonbee Creek. Just a classic version of a horse who is probably a good mile and a half horse, has the potential to get a mile and a half, but has the tactical speed for 7 furlongs and a 2-miler over fences as well. His last run actually came over the larger obstacles in a good chase down in Ballinrobe. That was almost just to blow the cobwebs away. It was almost as if Connections didn't really fancy him to win that day. They ran him at his local venue, but he was never really put in the race. He just basically had a hunt around. I think he's basically been teed up for this race again. Very, very shrewd connections, and they booked a good pilot as well. Interesting that Nina Carby, who rode this horse last year, rides high net worth for the Gordon Elliott stable. Not sure how much we can read into jockey bookings there, but I think it's quite significant maybe that she's decided to ride at Gordon Elliott's high net worth, who actually refused to race bizarrely last time out. We saw him on the flat. Hopefully a replication of those recalcitrant tactics don't rear their ugly head. You certainly give Moonbeam Creek a chance, and he's our man as well, who often travels well in his races and is a decent 120 hurdler when he's on song. So quite a complex race to contend with, plenty of chances, but I'm hopeful that USA can repeat the day from last year.
Okay, USA to win the race for a second year in a row then. Let's just have a quick summary of all your selections, Andy, if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yeah, as is the want of the car, really. No strong views, no nap selections, but quite a few that I think will run well and give you a good run for your money from an each-way perspective, including Dunard Prince in the first, who should go well off the back of his good season on the turf. In the 305, again, another tricky old race to consider. Plenty here with chances, but I quite like that chance of Big Bad Lily at the top. Again, another each-way advice. Alpha Healy looks one of the stronger bets on the card, given her overall form. In the 410, again, another difficult one for punters to have a confident view on. I think Light Magic will run well. I do think he's a potential at a decent price, but Sister Slew would be the vote from the Gordon Elliott stable. Six Silver Lane, Landau, they've all got chance in the 445, but I'll go with He's Got Rhythm each way, who loves it here at Laytown. And another horse that also performs well on the beach is USA. Second 2 years ago, winner last year. Hopefully he can go in again for the third time.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections and enjoy Laytown this afternoon.
Will do. Cheers, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.